Well, Nathan, I know last night didn't go the way you wanted to, but now you've had 24 hours to kind of sit back and think about the season and your senior year as a whole. I mean, being able to come home with the first state championship or the state trophy for Altamont, that's got to be a special feeling for you.
Yeah, it's super special. I was talking to Cade last night, and he's like, man, I wish you guys could run it back one more year. I said, you know what? I don't think I want to. I mean, that first place wouldn't have been good, but I have nothing else. We have nothing else to accomplish here. I mean, we did basically everything we could. We played the last game of the season. It's awesome. It's great to see everyone here excited.
When you and I were first talking about 3 weeks ago in down in Louisville, you talked about how you wanted to do something that no Altamont team has ever done. And now that we've sat back and thought that, you've been able to finally achieve what you wanted to do, making school history. I mean, that's got to be a really special feeling, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, school history. It's always something, it's always the goal, you know, going into the season. And Coach Waite, you know, what will it take to get to a state championship? You know, not necessarily win it, get there. You gotta get there. And he wants, you know, my goal is to get to the state tournament every year. You know, that's the goal. And what will it take? So we've really worked hard on it. You know, this team especially, like Coach Waite, you know, in his speech, you know, he's mentioned, you know, Riley, you know, just saying, I'll play defense, not hit, and I'll be the best at it. And same thing goes for Ethan. I'll hit, and I'll just be good at that thing I'm assigned. And that's just two examples that I can think of off the top of my head. But everyone on this team was willing to do something like that, whether it's the freshman going to get water every day, which is the worst job ever because you're sliding around in the locker room on cleats. But that's what it was like all year. Every single person on this team wanted to do something to help us win, and everyone did that.
Yeah, and that's something that you talked to with Coach Waite as well, just watching these games and watching as an outsider looking in. It just seemed like everyone not just embraced their role, they just accepted it and didn't complain about it. Like, that's not an easy thing to do either.
It's not a difficult thing, and I think everyone on this field has been there. And it's a lot more fun when you're winning, I will say. But even when we lost those practices after losses that aren't very fun, everyone would buckle down and say, you know, we'll do our job. And, you know, not only did these guys just accept their role, they had fun in that role. So the bench guys had fun doing that. And when you make it fun, it's a lot easier to do. So they did a great job doing that.
Of course, too, with a couple of months ago, the girls were able to take on the third place trophy in basketball. You were, you know, part of the crowd cheering them on, and now coming back to this moment, you know, being on the receiving end of that and being on the receiving end of that support from the community all postseason long. What was that like, just that feeling?
Feels great because I came into the season, we got to one up those girls, you know. We can't have them have that bragging rights, so it's nice to have. But on a real note, our class, since we were little, has always been the most competitive ever. You know, always wanting to be the best and win and do that kind of stuff, and it's to the point where it caused a lot of arguments and some tears along the way. But I mean, I don't think if it was a different class without that competitiveness, I don't think either team would have been standing where they're at now. And so it's one of those things where you look back and you go, man, some of those days we got a little too fiery in recess basketball. But you know, it makes it a lot fun now, so it's awesome. I love it.